Okay, this is pretty awesome. So if you are into science-backed products when it comes to your health, your gut health, but also woman-owned products, I must introduce you to Equilibria. I'm so thankful I discovered them this year. I mean, Equilibria, they help you take on your wellness journey knowing that you have a dedicated one-on-one support to help you achieve your goals. So it's not like you're just taking a pill mindlessly. You actually get one-on-one support. That's awesome. And their signature product, which is EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense, it comes in a convenient 3-in-1 capsule form. And so this is specifically formulated to bolster digestive health and fortify gut barrier protection, among other benefits. And we know that a balanced gut not only enhances our immunity, but also contributes to our overall mental well-being and our quality of sleep, of course, having efficient digestion and even radiant skin. But what distinguishes Equilibria's probiotic supplement is its meticulous selection, which is tailored to women's health needs. And of course, like I said, science-backed, and they're also ensuring affordability without compromising potency. And as someone who once struggled pretty severely with gut health issues for years, I intensified my focus on gut health in, I'd say, around 2020. And I'm thrilled to have recently discovered these products this year, as of course, they're backed by research for women's well-being, they're women-owned, and they support overall microbiome health, warding off harmful bacteria and enhancing our nutrient absorption. So head to myeq.com and use code MAGIC for 15% off Equilibria's microbiome defense and much more. That's myeq.com. And use code MAGIC at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. I am an everyday a touch of mascara kind of gal, though I love a full glam moment. So whether I'm simply just adding my Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara by Thrive Cosmetics, or adding their highlighter, eyeliner, or eyeshadow to my full glam, Thrive has been my go-to since 2020 for most of my makeup products, so that's why I'm so excited that they're sponsoring this episode. And why do I love them? Well, not only is their quality and their application just chef's kiss, but also the causes they support. In fact, it's in the name, Thrive Cosmetics. C-A-U-S-E Medics. Thrive Cosmetics and Bigger Than Beauty Skincare exist to empower their customers, employees, and giving partners to live their most confident lives. And so they believe in responsive giving. And so thanks to your support, they either donate their high performance products or much needed funds to help communities thrive. Can't emphasize enough how great their mascara is. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. Plus, it's incredibly easy to remove. Just a gentle wash with warm water, and it doesn't leave any smudges. The nourishing ingredients also support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. And let me tell you, as someone with blonde eyebrows, I really do appreciate the natural look of their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. This easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder. So just a few strokes to the line of your brows and fill in any sparse areas, and it comes with a little spoolie brush to lift and tame your brows afterwards. So with 8 shades to choose from, you'll always find the perfect match for your natural brow hair color. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/magic. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/magic for 10% off your first order.
Just to take your hands off the wheel through prayer. And a prayer can be an intention, it can be a prayer, it can be whatever you call it, but it's setting the intention to allow a presence beyond your own to guide you. Because when you're trying to control something, your will is in the way. And one of the fastest ways to surrender is to surrender your will, to say, thank you, universe, for revealing to me what I need to know. Thank you, universe, for releasing me of my need to control. Thank you, universe, for leading me towards what is of the highest good for all. Any one of those prayers is a pathway to surrender because it gets you out of your need to control and into the surrendered state of allowing.
Now let the magic begin.
Hello, hello, and Jai Ma, Jai Ma, Yomis. It is Raquel, and welcome to Your Own Magic, a soul expanding podcast. And this episode is brought to you by our beloved Skillshare, giving you a free trial, and Cacao Bliss by Earth Echo Foods, my absolute daily favorite, my must-have, my hot cacao, which they are gifting you a sweet discount on the rarest and most delicious, in my opinion, Peruvian cacao mixed with other superfoods like turmeric and mesquite and lucuma and much more. And anyway, today's episode is extra special because, well, you saw the title. You know who it is. We've got a queen on today. One who was one of the inspirations for my own personal transformation and my desire to connect with myself, my soul, the vastness of the universe within me and around me, and aka embark on this wild spiritual journey and become a spirit junkie. So happy to have Gabrielle Bernstein back on the show for the second time, and hopefully not the last. This was an absolute pleasure. I feel still a little high from this experience, high on life, because there's something magical that Gabby brings to the table, especially with her very powerful yet concise answers, which is something I'm inspired by. If you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you may know I'm a little more long-winded. I like to take the scenic route in my answers. Whereas Gabby, she gets straight to the point. She's snappy. She's fiery. I love it. I enjoyed this half hour with her. And if you're not aware of Gabby, which I'm sure 99% of you listening do know who she is, well, Gabrielle is known for being a number one New York Times bestselling author, an international speaker, and spirit junkie, helping millions of others along their spiritual journeys. And one thing I appreciate about Gabby is her transparency of her journey. She talks about her dark times. She talks about her back and forth in her early days, in her late teens, I believe, in early 20s, when her spirituality would, she'd feel so connected to it, and then it would turn off, and then it would turn back on again, and hitting rock bottom, and then getting sober and realizing that the day she chose sobriety was also the day she chose to be a spirit junkie. And this has been her path. And look where that has led her, along with leading millions of others, including myself, and finding that light within even during the dark times. And so I am beyond appreciative of Gabby and so honored to have had her on for the second time. Wild, 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 so cool. And I remember I used to, and I talked about this in part one, but when I lived in Bali, I would walk around Bali, and Gabby was one of the teachers I would have in my ear listening to her audiobooks. And my soul felt very fueled, very nourished, just listening to her wisdom and her stories. And so it's exciting to have her answer these questions on the show. And by the way, you can listen to her all the time as well, not only her books, but Gabby has a new podcast out called Dear Gabby, which is a weekly show where she offers real-time coaching, straight talk, and big love. And episodes include unscripted Q&A sessions where she coaches listeners through life-changing transformations. Plus, of course, their free-flowing conversations about personal growth and spirituality with unique and inspiring guests. And so
The podcast is out. It is out. So go listen. If you haven't already, go take a peek. I'll leave a link for it in the show notes, of course. But I'm excited for you to listen to this very special episode. And I even asked her Dear Gabby questions that I sourced from some of you guys who answered my IG story. And so she answered many of your questions, and I appreciate everybody who did submit a question. It was Gabrielle, so it wasn't that hard to gather some questions. Anyway, oh, this is really cool, by the way. So Gabby is also launching a new writing course called the Bestseller Masterclass, where, let's say you're writing your first book, or you want to write your first book, or you've already written some books, or like me, you're in the middle of a book and you simply want Gabby's wisdom, Gabby's knowledge. I mean, she's a best-selling author of 8 books. Why not? This is a book writing course, and there will be more details revealed later on, I believe, around the week of May 16th, so I'll share more. But I am now an affiliate, and I want to offer for anybody who does purchase the course and completes the course, and then of course there's like a refund period or whatever, so after that refund policy is over, I want to offer a one-on-one with you and do a Zoom call just to connect on our books and whatever else is coming to heart for you. So I think that's going to be really cool to connect with many of you who are also writing a book and also taking Gabby's course like myself. So yeah, I'm excited about this affiliation. I'm so thankful, and I'm thankful to hopefully connect with many of you as well. More on all of that, you'll receive more details around the week of May 16th. So keep that in mind. I'll be sharing more on my Instagram story as well. And speaking of Instagram, this week there's another giveaway. Well, we have a few. I have a few. So, oh, it's 444. Anyway, so I always have to acknowledge 444 no matter what. I could be in the middle of a deep conversation and completely interrupt it and acknowledge it. Actually, no, I'm more mindful than that. But sidetracked, Raquel, sidetracked. So anyway, this is a giveaway to send a few people who do share this episode on their Instagram story and tag myself at Raquel Mantra, R-A-Q-U-E-L-L-E, Mantra. That's 2 L's. I know I totally mumbled that L, but R-A-Q-U-E-L-L-E, Mantra, and at Gabby Bernstein. Tag us both in your Instagram story, and I'll select a few of you to receive the tarot deck and one of Gabrielle's books of your choosing. I think that's kind of an exciting giveaway. Hopefully. And yes, the rate and review giveaway is still going on. Congrats to Jennifer, who won the last one. I sent some of my favorite books her way, along with jewelry and candles and my absolute favorite tarot deck. And so if you'd like to enter for this upcoming giveaway, simply leave a rating and a review and send that to hello@yourownmagic.life. Take a screenshot and send it my way. And though it takes time to respond, you will get a response. And so I want to thank you in advance for doing that if you feel called. Oh dear, that was like the most promo intro I feel like I've ever had. There was just so much there. So if you were able to swallow all of that, and if any piece of that excited you in any way, that's amazing. And if not, well, I know that this episode will light you up. And so I hope you enjoy. Thank you so much for your presence, and enjoy the show. And now I believe it is time to let the magic begin with Gabby Bernstein. First, what lights you up most in this season of your life?
What lights me up most in this season of my life? 2 things. 1, my 2-year-old son, Oliver.
Of course.
He's so freaking cool. He is like literally the coolest person I've ever met. It's so fascinating, actually, to watch a human develop at this early developmental stage.
Yeah.
And it's a gift to be able to witness a child develop when you have the understanding of what is happening to them, because I've been doing a lot of research on the child's brain and the early developmental years just so that I don't fuck up, right? And I'm going to fuck up because we always do. We all do in our own ways.
Absolutely.
But I'll fuck up a lot less because I understand how he's developing and I understand how his brain is developing and I respect his brain development and I respect his emotions. And it's just such a cool, unbelievable experience, particularly for someone who's as heady about personal growth as I am. So it's this magic thing where you're like, every day I get to learn something new, you know? So,
oh, really cool.
Yeah.
And do you see yourself in him?
In his face, yes.
In his face.
No, in many ways. But yeah, he looks exactly, here's the thing. It's very weird with a child. He looks exactly like me if you look at my baby pictures, but then in the strangest way, he has none of my husband's features, but he looks just like my husband. Yeah. But other thing that lights me up is I'm in the process of creating something that is probably one of the biggest things I'll ever create in my life, which is my own show, which is called Dear Gabby. And it's a podcast video show on YouTube, as well as probably a lot more in the future. And pretty much it's me coaching people from all over the world about whatever it is that's going on in their life and helping them through anything from the loss of a child to a breakup to a career change. And it's my greatest purpose in this world. And it is the best use of me as a human and as a teacher. And it's really lighting me up right now.
Gabby, it's about damn time you start a podcast. I was like, mm-hmm. Just now? Now it's about time. No, your Dear Gabby series is absolutely amazing. And you're helping so many people. Yeah, this is definitely your purpose. I have some of my own Dear Gabby questions.
Great. Let's do it.
Might as well take advantage.
Do you see how excited I just got?
This episode is brought to you by our very special and longtime sponsor, Skillshare. And if you're not aware of Skillshare, let me tell ya, because Skillshare is gifting the Your Own Magic listeners a free trial of their premium membership. Now, Skillshare is for the creatively curious humans and the creative and curious humans, those who are beginners or pros, they're dabblers or masters in a variety of different crafts. As Skillshare is an online learning community for creatives where millions come together to take the next step in their creative journey. And Skillshare offers thousands of inspiring classes on topics including illustration, graphic design, photography, creative writing, animation, fine art, music production, film and video, marketing, productivity, freelance and entrepreneurship, and so much more. Most classes are under 60 minutes with short lessons to fit any schedule. That is something to highlight, as I know many of you are wildly busy. And with Skillshare, practice honestly makes progress. And so you may advance towards a specific goal in the pursuit of whatever creative or entrepreneurial endeavor and achieve this goal with short lessons, hands-on projects, and classes designed for the real life. Also, Skillshare is incredibly affordable, especially when compared to pricey in-person or even online courses and workshops elsewhere, as they have an annual subscription that is less than $10 a month. I am in a new creative journey now that I'm in the pursuit of getting back into my favorite art since I was 8 years old, getting back into acting. And with that, I will be writing with some of my friends some scripts so we can create our own projects. And Skillshare has a variety of different creative writing classes, along with several different film and video classes like indie filmmaking, get the blockbuster look on a DIY budget. Oh, and I see this one as well, how to make dope low budget films. Yes, please. Oh, and for my digital illustrators out there that have yet to try Procreate, or even those who want to try Procreate for fun. I mean, I never really was a graphic artist, but for whatever reason, I find Procreate to be so therapeutic to use for my own personal digital meditative illustrations, and I actually learned how to use Procreate using their Intro to Procreate class, illustrating on the iPad, and this is taught by Brooke Glaser. Anyway, it's a wonderful class for beginners. And yes, they have both intermediate and advanced classes as well. So I'm sure whether you are a writer, a filmmaker, an illustrator, a graphic design or fine art artiste, or even marketer, or interested in getting into marketing, or freelance, and entrepreneurship, and web development, there are a variety of different classes for you to discover. So explore your creativity at Skillshare.com/yourownmagic and get a free trial of their premium membership. That's 2 weeks free at Skillshare.com/yourownmagic. Enjoy learning new skills for the soul. And now on with the show. How does one find their purpose? And I didn't even write this one down, but I mean, might as well ask. How does one find their purpose during these noisy times?
How do you find your purpose during these noisy times? Well, you have an opportunity right now with things kind of being slower and less pressure in some ways less pressure. Mm-hmm. Less pressure to be places, right? So we have a little bit more time to focus. You have an opportunity to really nail down what brings you joy, what lights you up, what elevates you as a human. Because in that joy, your purpose is revealed to you. Rather than trying to find something that is your purpose, lean towards joy and your purpose will find you.
During this time, I had been just trying to avoid what I've always loved because of some traumatic experience that happened in the past. And then literally the past month, Gabby, I decided to go for what I truly love. And yes, I'll have the podcast, but I decided to go for what I truly love. And I think that it was thanks to this time, thanks to this quiet time and deep reflection, I was like, okay, I'm going to do it, which is wild and it's scary and it's risky, but going back into acting, which was what I did since I was 8 years old.
Beautiful.
I know. And so it's just like and I'm 30. It's like you can do it at any time. Still so young. We're still so young.
You are so young. I'm 41, honey.
Yeah, you're still so young. I know you are.
I feel young. I think I look younger than I used to. So I feel good. Yeah, I feel good. But 30, yes, my love. And anyone that's listening, it's never too late to take action on a dream. It's never too late to take action on a dream. I want to repeat that 3 more times, but I'm not going to. But Raquel, I mean, it's incredible that you're making that commitment and you're going for it. And I'm proud of you. That's beautiful.
Oh my God, I have chills. I did not even think that I would bring that up in this podcast, but for whatever reason, I did.
Good.
And then also, I love how you decided to show up for us during these chaotic times, like full force, you know, doing your lives weekly. And I'm just curious how you've been taking care of your own self, especially as a new mama in the pandemic.
Oh, well, I have many self-care techniques and methods that have carried me and not only carried me, but really sustained my energy and kept me feeling very steady. Mm-hmm. I sleep 10 hours a night.
So good.
I go to bed at 9 and I wake up around 7:30. I think that's about 10 hours. And that is a non-negotiable. I just go to bed I need to go to bed at 9. I go to bed at 9. I have major sleep hygiene. I have a lot of sleep rituals. I really focus on making sure that I am rested and that my body is restored at night. Mm-hmm. I have a 40-minute meditation practice in the middle of the day where I listen to binaural beats, which is bilateral brain stimulation through music. And that's very helpful for me to just get grounded and regulated and connected. And I have many other practices, whether it be on the fly spiritual practices or on the fly personal growth methods to just self-regulate. I'm not so concerned about what I'm doing and what I'm creating and what I'm achieving. I'm much more concerned about how I'm feeling. So making my feelings my highest priority and my emotional state and my energetic state my highest priority has been very beneficial to me.
So good. And then one thing I also love and honor most about you, honestly, is the fact that you've been through hell and back. You don't hide it.
Yeah.
You show up for us and you share it all for us, you know, even regardless, which is honestly like something that most people don't do, especially this day and age, as they show their painted perfect life, right?
Yeah.
So a lot of people are really going through it right now, from depression, which I even experienced during the pandemic, and then to losing their job, to fighting addiction, to even losing a loved one mm-hmm. during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. So what are some tools that you feel would best help them bring them back home or make them feel better?
Well, one thing you just acknowledged, which is just to tell the truth about how you are. I always, love and admire my friends in the 12-step programs because I could show up to a 12-step meeting and see a friend that I hadn't seen in years and say, how are you doing? And they'll say, I felt a little suicidal this morning, but but it's beautiful because that community is one area in the world where people have the ability to be vulnerable and transparent, and it's expected and accepted,
yes.
But it's not in the real world.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that would be one way that I would say to help yourself through this time is to just be more real about where you're at and to find the people in your life that feel safe enough for you to go there, or even in some cases like the Facebook groups or the communities where you feel safe enough to go there. Like I have my Miracle membership, which is a space where my members, they have a portal, but they also have a Facebook group. And that's a place where we hold space for people's truth. And, so it may not be that you have people that are friends or family members in your life that can hold you in that, but you may have a space like a membership or an online board or something like that. So to be real about where you're at is very valuable. And I think also just being less achievement oriented and more emotionally oriented is going to be valuable for people. I think a lot of people are trying to do so that they don't have to feel. And if you can ground yourself and be present with your feelings, it's a step towards self-regulation. That's a loaded concept, and I've written many books about that topic, but it's a decision first. It's a decision to stop doing and start feeling. And so that would be a first step as well.
Oh, yes. Stop doing, start feeling. Absolutely. And speaking of books, by the way, you have written so many books that I think I've read them all. Have I read them? Yep, I'm pretty sure I've read them all.
Awesome.
I'm currently figuring out what I want to write for my very first one. I would love to hear how your ideas manifest in your writing process.
Well, this is such a cool thing. you just asked about my writing and my process. And the best answer I could give you is I literally created a 6-module course all on becoming a bestseller, writing and marketing a best-selling book. And it's for people like yourself who haven't written their book yet. And it's also for people who have multiple books but want to get the Gabby playbook on how to really make it a bestseller, get to number one, go there. So I have been really deep in this content for a while, most recently as I've been re-recording all the content for the course. The answer is first and foremost, the most important thing to writing and marketing a best-selling book, let's just talk about writing a best-selling book or writing a book in general, is to be very clear about what your core message is and where you want to take the reader and what the promise of this book is. For instance, so Super Attractor, the core message is the subtitle, Methods for Manifesting a Life Beyond Your Wildest Dreams. My book, The Universe Has Your Back, the core message is transform fear to faith. And when you have that core message, you can always stay on track. You won't end up writing 5 books in one, and you won't just write yourself into circles because you have that clarity of where you're going. And I'm writing a book right now about getting to freedom from the past so that you can, or releasing the past traumas so you can be free in the present. And my editor keeps coming back to that core message over and over. Okay, you're talking about peace now, but this is about freedom. Remember, it's about freedom. And so knowing that core message keeps you on track, keeps you staying steady, and keeps the reader tracking with you. So that would be the most, and I do in the course, the Bestseller Masterclass, I do a whole module on workshopping your core message. And that's where we begin. That's the beginning of the course, because if you don't have that, you're screwed. You're totally screwed. So, and that core message will help you write the book, write the proposal, sell the book, market it to your audience. It's just, it's the most important thing that you have to have nailed down in order to succeed as a writer.
Which I actually needed to know. First of all, anyone listening that has listened to me for a long time in my solos know that I just tend to ramble, and sometimes I might not stick to the core of the message because I just like to go off and off and branch off into different stories. So the fact that you shared this, this is something I really need to know for my writing. So thank you.
Well, and it's great because listen, you know, you want to be able to riff between the lines. You want to be able to go off into a different story and tell and have things happen. But as long as you have that core message, there's like almost this path that you stay on. Mm-hmm. So it's not that you don't, that you block the creative flow of inspired ideas and that you can't go in different directions, but you stay on track. And so it's a combination of both. It's like a healthy way of being untethered.
So good. So when is this out again? May?
Course is out in May, and it'll start with a free training that I'm going to offer for people to learn more about my methods, but also about the course. And that's going to be the my four methods for writing and marketing a bestseller. And then it'll guide people into the course if they feel called to do it.
Ah, Gabby, that is brilliant. So exciting. What a new fun venture for you as well. Because, I mean, again, how many best-selling books have you written?
Like, eight. So
many. Are you kidding me? Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
With Mother's Day just around the corner, are you thinking about something truly special for your mama? I am. And let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? So here is how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email, and these can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And then mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And then guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. You get to preserve her voice and her stories for your family. I mean, imagine you're discovering stories about her youth, her adventures, the challenges that she had to overcome in life, the way that you two connect and relate, and also the way her grandkids will relate to her. I mean, this book becomes a legacy and something that you and your future generations can truly treasure forever. I mean, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. So this is your chance to give her a way to share them. And not only am I creating one for my mom now for Mother's Day, but for my dad's birthday, as my dad is turning 80 this year, and I like to gift him with sentimental gifts. You know, he's gifted my family and I so many treasured moments. So I wanted to create something for us to collect these memories and for my future kids, for them to know my father's voice. So beautiful, sentimental, easy to use. Let me emphasize, easy to use. And you can truly create one for anyone. Your mom, your dad, your bestie, maybe even you. So check out mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC for 10% off today. As someone who is so excited to garden this spring, yet really wants top quality soil, I'm really excited to introduce you to Coast of Maine, which is an esteemed brand renowned for its organic soil offerings. And if you're seeking to infuse your home environment with a nourishing essence that promotes flourishing plant life, you're gonna wanna listen to this, because with over 28 years of expertise, Coast of Maine has meticulously crafted soils sourced from oceanic waters and farms certified for organic cultivation. It's so nice to find such a sustainable, eco-friendly brand who really emphasizes the importance of natural ingredients to enrich their soil. And I mean, they have, like I said, top quality with rigorous quality control and OMRI listed certification. Their diverse range of products caters to all gardening needs. Most of our soils may lack appropriate nutrients for success for our plants, and our plants need this. We want to regenerate the healthy microbes in our soils to set up for gardening success and just for our plants plants to thrive. So if we add Costa Maine products, this will indeed help. Whether you're planting trees or shrubs or perennials in your yard, adding Costa Maine soil in your planting holes leads to a long, slow feeding of your plants, making them self-sufficient and vibrant, which we love. Let's say you want a vegetable garden. Not only will you receive abundant harvest, but there will be less feeding and maintenance throughout the season. Amazing. You know that everything grown in Costa Maine soil is organic and safe for your family and friends right out of the garden. And then you get to also feel good about their sourcing, as I'm so thankful they provide natural ingredients because they will never include household waste or biosolids. And we know that nothing nurtures the world above better than the soil below, cultivated from products and practices rooted in Coast of Maine. And so they will continually perfect the art and science of sourcing, mixing, and composting products worthy of the people and the place that inspired their brand and the healthier world it was built to serve. Coast of Maine believes in nurturing relationships with local retailers. We love supporting local, and the products are carried by local retail partners who can provide advice and insight not found in big box stores. So Coast of Maine knows from beginner to expert. Anyone who takes a hand to the land has something to offer the growing community of gardeners everywhere. And their products make organic gardening simple and approachable so we can all garden. So let's get growing. Visit coastofmaine.com to find a local retailer near you. That's Coast of Maine, like the state with an E, coastofmaine.com. Let's just say someone hasn't heard your way of connecting with guides. How do you connect with your guides or the universe or just connect within?
I think of guides within and the universe as kind of the same voice. Mm-hmm. So when we're listening to the voice of our higher self, we're listening to the voice that's that inner voice is in the same vibrational frequency as what we could call the universe or a spirit guide. So it's wisdom, it's inner wisdom, it's inspiration, it's a sense of knowing. When we listen to those voices, we can be guided from a place of certainty rather than a place of fear. We can be guided from a place of faith rather than a place of struggle or control. That tuning into that inner voice, however you refer to it or connect to it, is the only job. And that happens when we relax our nervous system, when we slow down enough to listen, when we show up for our assignments, our spiritual assignments, and clear up all the wreckage that has blocked us from hearing that inner voice. And the more healthy we become mentally and spiritually, the easier it is to hear that guidance. And then we can be led by that guidance in our life rather than trying to force outcomes. We can allow rather than trying to figure everything out. We can trust. It's just a very different way of living.
So beautifully said. And how do you surrender?
Well, for surrendering, we have to be conscious of the fact that one of the big reasons why we struggle to surrender is because we hold on so tightly to what we think we need. And the fastest way into the practice of surrender is to forget what you think you need, to release the outcome and the timeline and the plan and the way that you think it needs to be, so that you can relax, so that you can listen to that inner guidance system, so that you can make decisions from a place of alignment rather than fear, so that you can be present to the possibilities of what can be rather than trying to control what you think should be. And frankly, when we forget what we think we need, the universe provides us with something far better.
So, so true. And again, back to what I shared earlier about my new venture I'm about to take. I did have to, because I was going through something, I had to allow myself to let go and just surrender. And that's when I heard that whisper to get back into what I feel like my actual magic is.
That's right.
And I didn't think that would happen, but I let go of the old thought of what I needed to do or be or show up. And I've totally let that go. And then that opened up. And it's just nice when you do let go, what does come forward, and perhaps it is something that is going to light you up even more.
Yep. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Mm. Okay. So now I have so many questions that I just posted an hour ago, and because it's you, I think I just received so many questions from the listeners, just questions for you. So these are their Dear Gabby questions.
Here we go.
Here we go. Okay. This one is from Sophie. She went to my retreats and she asks, how to stop missing who you were in the past and accept who you are now?
Ooh, nice one, Sophie. So missing, it's so interesting. I always get a question like this that's how to let go of the things that you've done in the past, right? And so it's fascinating that she's missing the past and not accepting the present. I would say revisit what it was about your spirit in the past that you long for now and find the ways to reconnect to that spirit. It's not necessarily about what you were doing or how you were living or where you were, what you looked like or whatever, how old you were. It's much more about reclaiming that spirit. And so if you were in a free-spirited space, how can you be more free-spirited now? I think that that's the key, is to cultivate the spirit that you long for.
Oh my gosh, I have chills. That's so beautifully said. Sophie, I know that you are so giddy right now about that. And then Kay Blondie asks, have you ever felt disconnected? And if so, how did you get back to your spirituality? Oh, I love this question.
Oh, yeah. there are many times in my life where I've been felt disconnected, but it was through my devotional commitment to my spiritual faith that I was able to continuously come back. If you, the more you ground yourself in the faith of a higher power, the easier it is to access when you detour.
Oh, yes.
So it's all about really establishing that deep foundation, because it's just like anything. If you've got, like, let's say you've got some really rock solid abs and then you go get pregnant and your abs blow up and they expand and you get all stretchy. But when you release, you know, when you release the child, when you birth the child and you're getting your body back, your abs remember that they're there. And that's the same. I can't believe I just used the abs metaphor as the same as faith. But
I was like, I can't relate, but yeah.
I'm just thinking about it now because I'm just getting my abs back. But
nice.
But your ab, but the muscle is still there. And so yeah. Faith is like a muscle. If you've got a great strong foundation of faith that even when you detour into the dark corners of the earthly plane, you have a strong foundation that will guide you back.
Ooh, absolutely. Amen. And I think that what you said also, what did you say? Is your devotion to this, your strong faith that you established initially.
A devotional faith. Exactly. Like
a devotional faith. Yes.
It's not like, oh, I'm just going to fall off and come back and fall off and come back. It's really about the sustainability of living in faith.
Yes.
That is the guide back when you fall off.
Yes. And I think sometimes people get a little discombobulated because there are a variety of different teachings out there these days. And so that might be some source of frustration. I've talked to someone about this, that they were having an issue because there's just so much out there that all that matters is going back to that core, that devotional faith. Your message right there was so beautiful. Forget the fluff or what all the other things that people might be sharing. What was your initial connection?
Exactly.
I love that. And this is from GupDuck213 asks, how does she let go and embrace the unknown, trusting all will work out? Love a fellow Gabby. Oh, Gabby.
Okay, hi, Gabby. How do you let go and trust the unknown? Well, I've started to talk about this when I said, forget what you think you need. Mm-hmm. Just to take your hands off the wheel through prayer. And prayer can be an intention, it can be a prayer, it can be whatever you call it, but it's setting the intention to allow a presence beyond your own to guide you. Because when you're trying to control something, your will is in the way. And one of the fastest ways to surrender is to surrender your will, to say, thank you, universe, for revealing to me what I need to know. Thank you, universe, for releasing me of my need to control. Thank you, universe, for leading me towards what is of the highest good for all. Any one of those prayers is a pathway to surrender, because it gets you out of your need to control and into the surrendered state of allowing. Oh,
beautifully said. Mic drop. Love it. This one's from Leah.baby asks, what advice would she give to herself in her 20s?
I would tell myself to chill the fuck out and stick around for the miracles.
Amen. Absolutely.
And this is from Mindy_Balti asks, how to heal after a breakup of a long-term relationship. We're going all over the place, but I'm here for it. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love it. Well, I would say read my book, Spirit Junkie.
Yeah.
I think that would be a really valuable book for anyone that's going through a breakup because it helps you really connect to a spiritual relationship. And so when you have this hole of feeling like you're missing this human relationship, that the greatest way to never have to fill that hole again is by really filling yourself up with a spiritual connection. And when you are living in that fullness of that spiritual connection, you can feel complete in or out of a relationship.
Oh, beautiful. So true. This is from, Oh, this is from Souls KD or Soul SKD asks, how do you connect with your, we already did this one, Souls KD, but now you know how you connect with your guides. Okay. So this is from Isabella BB asks, how do you find your voice?
How do you find your voice? Your voice doesn't need to be found. It needs to be released.
Whew.
We all have the voice of truth really, really begging to come through. We just have to get out of the way.
And I can understand during an era where it feels like everybody is shouting from the rooftops to be heard, to be seen, because that's ultimately what we may want to feel, to know that you have that. It's just innately in you, and just release it. That's all.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Beautiful. And this one, oh, I like this one. This is from Happy Grady. What is your favorite thing about being a mama?
My favorite thing. My favorite thing is when my son is like really cuddly and just wants to co-regulate. So like if he's like needing me, or he's having a meltdown, or he is cuddly, but in all those instances, I can physically and emotionally feel that my energy has the ability to help regulate his. Mm-hmm. And that I don't want to use the power, because it's not a power thing, but I have the presence to help him become more at peace. And it's just such a beautiful gift to recognize how the energy can commingle in a very positive way.
Oliver, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's so lucky to have you.
I'm so lucky to have him. He's my greatest teacher. He's such a cool dude.
Of course. Oh, I can't wait to be a mama. Okay. Do you have time for a short random fire?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Coffee or tea?
Coffee. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, same. Sage or Palo Santo, if any?
Palo Santo.
All right. Favorite crystal, if any?
Quartz, rose quartz.
Yeah. Favorite place to travel?
Australia.
Ooh. And then your sun, moon, or rising sign, if you know them.
I think I am an Aries moon. I am I'm a Scorpio with an Aries moon and Sag rising.
Amazing. And then favorite TV show, if any?
Schitt's Creek.
Oh, I have yet to see that one.
Girl, you're waiting. You're missing out.
I'll watch it next. I actually will.
So good.
Book you're currently reading, if any.
I'm reading Nonviolent Communication.
Oh, I like the name of that. All right. And then would you rather chat with your future self or your past self?
Future self. Mm. Oh, no. I'd love to talk to my past self and just like
really,
really care for her. Give her a lot of compassion. I would like to talk. I guess I talk to my past self a lot anyway. So maybe my future self, because I'm always talking to my past self.
Oh, that's beautiful. And I love that you had that like quick pause or reflection. I recently had a conversation with my future self. So what do you think your future self would share with you?
Huh. I don't have any idea.
Fair enough. Okay, this is the last question. I've asked you this before, and it's likely going to be completely different. How would you advise the Your Own Magic listeners to create their own magic?
To take it easy and have more fun.
Ah, yes.
To measure your success based on how much fun you're having, not on how much you're doing and creating. Mm. take it easy and have more fun.
Take it easy and have more fun, period. I'm so thankful for you coming on the show again, Gabby.
My pleasure. And you did a beautiful job. Thank you, my sweet.
Thank you, Gabby. Everyone can connect with you at GabbyBernstein.com. And then how about your Instagram? Where else can people connect and find you?
Gabby Bernstein on Instagram. And then listen to my show, Dear Gabby. It's out at the end of April. It's going to rock your world.
It's already out now.
Go subscribe. Well, I'm going to be
– hear it.
Oh, right. So you're launching this. Okay. Yes. Go listen to my show, Dear Gabby. It just launched. It is my show where I coach and riff and support people and see them in their humanness and see them in the lens of compassion. And I know that everyone listening will borrow the benefits of all the coaching that happens for the people that come onto the show. Go subscribe and listen and review and share and tell your friends. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy.
Where can someone find a way to ask a question for Dear Gabby or connect with you in that way?
That's actually a good question. Thank you for bringing that up. I have to address that on my website and I don't have the answer yet.
That's fine.
It may be like a regular recording time, but we haven't established that yet. So
good to know.
Thank you for telling me. I will get that.
So keep your eye out, or listeners, just keep your eye out and I guess find out on GabbyBernstein.com or something.
If you go to GabbyBernstein.com, you'll see all the details on how you can be Dear Gabby'd.
Dear Gabby. Perfect. Gabby, oh my gosh, I'm so thankful that you came back on. Obviously, you're welcome on again anytime. I can't wait to listen to Dear Gabby. But you betcha, I'm going to be listening to that one.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right, thank Gabby. You, sweetheart.
Thank you, sweetheart, for your support. And I appreciate this. Thank you.
I appreciate you. Thank you. Yomis, that is a wrap. That is a wrap for this episode. I hope that something spoke deeply to you, expanded you in some way. Please let me know if so. You can catch me on Instagram at Raquel Mantra. I spell Raquel a different way than most, so you can see the spelling in the show notes. Or hang out with the Yomis, the like-minded, very conscious and expansive and helpful souls on the Your Own Magic Facebook group, especially a place to turn to when it comes to, well, whatever you're going through. And there are several tools on the euromagic.life membership site. All right, well, thank you so much and have a magical rest of your day.